Today I'm speaking with Bruce Smith from Wycliffe Associates, and we're talking a little bit about some of the work that's going on in the Timor area of Indonesia. We're going to be finding out a little bit more about why this is important and how you can get involved with it as well. Bruce, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
It's my pleasure, Ruth. Thanks a lot.
You know, as we were talking about some of the things that were going on in Timor, I kind of remember some of the other stories that we were covering when I first started back on Mission Network News at different points where we had a lot of stories about persecution of Christians. What is the area like today?
Yeah, I remember those stories as well. Indonesia is really a high priority focus for us in terms of Bible translation. It actually has more languages than any other single country in the world that are still without scripture. And it does tend to be a volatile place. There's a real mixture of different religious organizations and denominations and groups that are active there. And so making sure that Christians have the resources that they need, and especially having scripture in a language that they understand, is a part of assuring that they have what they need to survive the challenges that are there and to grow in their faith. So it's a place that actually has a lot of religious freedom. It's a place that right now is really an open door for us to continue working forward and advancing Bible translation, so we want to seize the opportunity.
Yeah, it's been something where we've been kind of sensing that that window of opportunity at some point in the near future could be closing because of all of the activity that's really coming in from some of the more militant Islamist groups in the country. You're talking about providing tools for the on-the-ground Christians. Does that also mean that people are beginning to respond to Christ even in some of these predominantly Muslim areas?
Yeah, the great news, really the whole testimony of Indonesia for the past 50 years is the responsiveness of people when they hear the gospel in a language and in a form that they understand. Many of them are not literate even in their first language, let alone in second and third languages. So a lot of the communication of scripture and the gospel has to be in oral forms. And so because of that responsiveness and also, like we said, because of the window of opportunity that we have right now, the freedom that we have right now, we definitely want to equip them so that they can be a part of the team that helps to get scripture, all the scripture that's needed into these languages. The tools we're talking about right now are actually physical facilities that are located in the Timor area. Indonesia is a vast country. It's as big as the United States. It's made up of more than 3,000 unique islands. And so having regional centers that can be used to train and equip and support translation teams is really an essential asset for the cause.
Makes sense to have a base. At this point, you know, when you were talking about where you were with the providing a physical building, I remember we were talking about the initial parts of this project. How many years has this been going on? Where are you in the development of that building?
Yeah, this is about a 5-year project for us, as I recall. And so we've already completed the first two phases. One phase was the renovation of an office building and creating some office and administration space for the team that's anchored there and is there consistently. The second part was to create some additional classroom space for the teams that come and go. And so those two phases are already complete. The third phase is to add some additional living space, some dormitory and guest space, so that as these students come and go from their other parts of this area of Southeast Indonesia, they have a place to stay while they're there. So that's really an essential piece of the puzzle, and that's what we're working on right now.
In the scope of the country of Indonesia, what areas were proving to be more difficult to reach with the gospel?
Yeah, I actually know the answer to the converse of that question more. The gospel has really made great headway in the Papua province and on the island of Borneo in Kalimantan area of Indonesia as well. So I know more about the successes of the gospel than I do about the difficulties. I do know that when the tsunami hit some years ago, that was a unique opportunity to impact languages in the Sumatra area that had previously been isolated from any kind of impact. And so these kind of events and unpredictable turns can really create windows of opportunity that have proven in the past to be very helpful in enabling the gospel to move forward. And so we're just glad to have this opportunity in the Timor region right now.
Which brings me to the next question. What kind of impact are you anticipating?
Well, right now the teams in that area are working on in 23 languages, and they've already identified 80 additional languages in this region alone that are still without one verse of Scripture. So this is almost 20% of the overall Bible translation need in the whole country of Indonesia. So having these facilities, having trainers and consultants that are able to work there and work with these national translation teams is really vital to the completion of Vision 2025, which is our broader vision to see translation begun in every language that needs it by the year 2025. So this is really a high-impact project, high-impact program, a place where the investment is going to really be leveraged to have a great impact for completing the task in Indonesia.
So I guess the last question is, how can people get involved? Sometimes you hear about stories like this, and people want to know how they can support it, how they can go there and be hands and feet on the ground.
Boy, we love that kind of response if people are interested in getting involved. There's several ways that they can get involved. First of all, just knowing about it and hearing about it through your Mission Network news helps them to be praying more intelligently for it, to be aware of it. As they see Indonesian news, they can use that as a prayer reminder for the fact that Bible translation is really a priority in that nation, and remember us in prayer. Secondly, they can get involved personally. We're looking for people that have technical, administrative, and managerial skills and background and experience to actually support translation teams that have the language expertise so that they can focus on their areas of strengths and we can provide the technical administrative support around them that they need. And we're constantly inviting and involving thousands of volunteers around the world to support translation teams like this. So these opportunities are definitely present in Indonesia, and also even the opportunity to be a part of the development of the physical infrastructure that we're talking about. We have work teams that are coming and going, working alongside of Indonesian construction personnel as well to help this project become a reality. So we'd love to talk to people about getting involved personally. And then, of course, there's the opportunity to be involved in terms of their stewardship, and we'd love to talk with people about how they can prioritize this particular project or Bible translation in general in their own stewardship decisions.
All right, so we've been speaking again to Bruce Smith, who's the Wycliffe Associates President and CEO, talking about some of the work that's been going on in the Timor region of Indonesia and really the exciting parts of what they're anticipating yet to come. If you want to know more about how you can get involved, check it out through the website. It's wycliffeassociates.org, Wycliffe, W-Y-C-L-I-F-F-E, wycliffeassociates.org. Bruce, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
It's my pleasure, Ruth. We'll stay in touch.